Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour four of the nation here on a Thanksgiving Tolo Toxic Tuesday in the G-Bag Nation. Got Jake Ferguson show coming up here in about 15 minutes. Let's kick it over here to Eric Chiafalo with an edition of Football's Finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, we have a very important question to answer right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, Jusina Anderson talking about the coaching carousel. She says in a tweet earlier today, there's a longtime NFL head coach out there who is considering wanting a change of scenery and has told others of these thoughts. If he acts on those lingering feelings, his departure would clearly add to the list of vacancies. Now, when you look at the longest tenured coaches in the NFL, you're talking about guys like Mike Tomlin, who's been with the Steelers since 2007, John Harbaugh, been with the Ravens since 2008, Andy Reid with the Chiefs since 2013. I mean, those are your longest tenured NFL head coaches. McVay's been there with the Rams for a while. He seems pretty dang happy.
Yep.
And when he's done with the Rams, he's probably just done with coaching anyways for at least an extended period of time, go in the booth, do something like that. But everything is just sunshine and rainbows right now when it comes to the Rams. So I don't think it's him.
I think it's Tomlin. I mean, before you even gave the list of names, Tomlin came to mind. So, I mean, last year, going to that game in Pittsburgh, and Gavin, I'm sure you can attest to this now, you know, looking at that team with everything you've got going on the podcast side, that fan base has been ready for a change. They were pretty out on Mike Tomlin there. I mean, they haven't won a playoff game since, I think it's 2016. And I think Mike Tomlin is a good coach, but it does seem like things have just kind of, it's stale there in Pittsburgh right now. I think a change of scenery would be great for both sides.
I think as a leader of men, I don't think you can do any better than Mike Tomlin. Like, you know, I think he crushes press conferences. He crushes communications. Like, everything is good. The toughness, the accountability, the discipline. Like, Tomlin's a 10 out of 10, but he's been on that job for two decades. The NFL has evolved a lot, and I think he might have even been antiquated when he took that thing over. You know, he just had great coordinators in Mr. Bruce Arians.
And Dick LeBeau.
And Dick LeBeau, you know, and he won the Super Bowl with that team.
Yeah.
Big Dick LeBeau.
But now,
what has he done?
They're bottom five in play action. They're the worst team at throwing over the middle of the field.
Yeah, he can't hire an OC. I mean, Matt Canada to Arthur Smith, and the fact that Arthur Smith's name's still popping up in head coaching as a candidacy, I mean, I don't know what the league looks at sometimes. He's not a good offensive coordinator.
I could see it being Kyle Shanahan. But I think that's the absolute end of the list. And he's already been there for 8 years. Obviously, Sean McDermott doesn't want to go anywhere. Yeah, it's got to be Tomlin.
Yeah, you would think. And I would imagine he would be like an extremely
I'm sure somebody would absolutely want. And then I think Jacina also have Bill Belichick. There's two teams that are interested in him, her knowledge.
Yeah, she did mention that as well, that Bill Belichick does still have some respect around the league, and there's at least two teams she knows of that would like to chat with Bill about their position at some point once the season concludes.
Mm. So, got to do it if you're the Giants, I think. That would be, you got to give that a shot if you're the Giants.
Remember Bill a couple of weeks ago came out and said, I am not interested in the Giants job, and there had been like really no inclination that the Giants were even trying to go for him. Just wanted to kind of get that out there a little bit. Maybe Mike Tomlin has just sort of had enough, and if you're a team with a legit quarterback and some type of like a stable offense, then I could understand wanting to go with Tomlin for sure. But he hasn't been able to identify an offensive coordinator or a quarterback since he's been there. Mm. And so that's a huge question mark. And then he plays extremely scared. I don't know that he would really pivot from that. That's just kind of who he is. He's down to punt the football. He's against going for it.
The thought is that we don't know if he can hire a coordinator because he insists the coordinators don't throw it over the field. You know, over the middle of the field.
Because
we don't want to turn the ball over. We want to take the ball away more and play defense.
Keep the ball out of harm's way.
But now, I mean, the thing is they have one of the most efficient run games out there, but they're not running it much because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Yeah. And we're passing a lot, even though we don't have a real wide receiver, too. There's so much weird going on, and there's like two dozen legends that have been very vocal. So all signs pointing to it's the end of the line for him. And the Steelers have this ridiculous streak going where they've never fired a head coach. So maybe they need him to kind of get this thing started like I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I don't see Pittsburgh pushing him out.
No.
Maybe Tennessee's a good fit for him. Cam Ward, disciplinarian kind of guy. Vrabel's overachieved there with the same type of like no-nonsense, set the culture. Just spitballing jobs that are already open. I mean, maybe that's one that would be good for him.
Well, speaking of the Steelers, I did love the Dan Graziano report on Sunday morning that Aaron Rodgers arrived at Soldier Field and walked one lap around the field, flipped off a couple of the cameras that were filming, and went back inside.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, we got the report that he was going to be out for the game. All right, J.J. McCarthy, how about this? Stat of the day, ranks 851 out of 852 quarterbacks in EPA per dropback. Among qualified passers since the year 2000.
He was playing concussed, okay?
Who is 852 if J.J. McCarthy is 851?
Is there a guy from BYU back in the day? The guy from the Jets?
No.
Zach Wilson.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, I was trying to think of like terrible quarterbacks.
Oh, okay.
Right. I saw that meme last night. Yeah, I almost retweeted it and said he's a good quarterback.
You didn't want me to draft Jamarcus Russell. Get over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but Lane Kiffin, man, I'll tell you what. I can't believe I hired him as a coach. He's terrible. He told me that guy could play. I don't know what he was thinking. It's terrible.
The thing with J.J., he just can't throw it where he wants it to go, right?
Like right,
30% of his passes are just so far offline.
Yeah, his uncatchable ball rate is pretty high. The Giants are 2-5 when leading by 10 or more points. They have an opportunity now to be the first team ever to lose 6 games where they've led by 10 or more points, and they have 5 more chances to go ahead and break that record.
Hey,
so we'll be pulling for them.
Real quick, do you think that maybe that Minnesota moves on from McCarthy and maybe the Raiders of the team with Tom Brady being the guy there?
The Michigan Connect?
There's a lot to like.
I don't know. I don't know what quarterbacks Tom Brady really likes. I thought he liked Shedeur Sanders. I thought that was his guy.
That was the big rumor.
Yeah.
Well,
and then he had like 7 opportunities to draft him.
Don't believe those
no.
rumors, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really know what the situation is there.
Tom just likes himself. He wants to be able to just draft himself.
Okay, before we close it down here, let's get you the John Gruden Nicey edition of the week.
And scalded the heck out of my mouth.
A Texas
hit that hot chocolate, didn't you?
Oh, gosh.
Are you guys hot chocolate? You guys going hot chocolate in here?
I have no feeling in the top of my mouth now. Like, for Thanksgiving, I'm screwed.
I did the same thing whenever I was sick over the weekend with the bone broth. Got a little overzealous.
What a loser.
Let that thing breathe a little bit, Brian. It's a rookie move to put that lid on that thing.
A Texas edition of John Gruden's Nicey Players and Teams of the Week.
It's a waste of time.
What a year it's been in Texas for football. Southlake High School, Allen High School, playing for championships. How about college football? Hook 'em, wreck 'em, gig 'em. You got to love them. And how about the Houston Texans? You know, not long ago, they were 3-5. They lost to Denver. They lost their quarterback. But have you seen Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, and Kamari Lassiter? It reminds me of that Johnny Cash song. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling down the track.
Got me feeling nice.
Davis Mills has picked up the slack. And nobody has this defensive attack. Oh, and how about the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh.
You know, Jerry Jones and his Cowboy defense, they were mightily criticized. They were down 21-0 after three possessions against the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. But they gave up nothing after that. Three and outs. Sammy Williams has a forced fumble. Osa Odigizua with a big sack. Dak throws for 354. It looked like easy pickings. How about them Cowboys?
Ooh. Thank you, John Gruden.
Freaking nailed it, dude. I don't know about the rhyming. I might want to table that, but he's trying to evolve it a little bit.
He is,
I see him working. Is, yeah. He's not complacent.
No, he's workshopping.
Okay, we got the Jake Ferguson show coming up next here. Of course, Ohio State, Michigan on Saturday, Bama, Auburn. Both those games will be heard right here on The Fan. You'll hear Jake Ferguson next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're in the nation. Here we go. It's time for the Jake Ferguson Show here on The Fan. The segment's brought to you by the on-time experts. The Jake Ferguson Show brought to you by Miller Lite, the official beer of the Dallas Cowboys. Here he is, coming off another good game. 5 catches for 60 yards as the Cowboys were victorious comeback fashion against the Eagles. And a good afternoon, Jake. How the heck are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. You know, that win's going to fortify us for a while, at least a couple of more days. Now, what was your perspective? I mean, how awesome was it to be on the field as all that was coming together?
Yeah, great, great win. We call that competitive stamina in the building. But, you know, it was weird. Like, there was a point it was 21-0, and like Dak was walking around, and he's like, we've been in this spot. Like we can do, like we've put up 21 like this. It's like, we're good. And they're really like the whole vibe of the off, there never really was a doubt. Like there was always a good feeling in that one. And, you know, the message going in at halftime was, you know, we just got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. And, yeah.
And you guys did that. And then, I mean, we've talked this year about how maybe you could feel extra pressure because the defense was giving up so much. But 41 minutes of scoreless football against the champs from the defense. What can you say about that side?
Yeah, the defense, you know, were lights out right there. And, I mean, that's a testament to how hard they've been working these past couple of weeks. You know, they're in doing extra meetings and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously having the two new additions, like, it's nice. And they're a force. I would not want to be blocking that D-line.
Hey, I was watching the game, and I was sitting there, and I was surprised that Zach Bond – were you surprised that Zach Bond let you inside like that on that route, that seam route up the field? Looked like you were going to try and take him outside, and he kind of went a little wide on you there, right? That's like a little adjustment.
Are you talking about the one I caught in the red zone?
Yeah, in the red zone. Yeah, the red zone one. I'm sorry. It looked like to me from the end zone copy of the game, he went a little wide on you, like made a little adjustment to get inside of him like that. It was a nice route on your part.
Yeah, I'm, really, that's something, you know, we've just been working on is some seam balls and stuff like that, and just, you know, not trying to make it all look the same and marry things up and, you know, like just try to put it all together. But yeah, when he buzzed past me, I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I thought, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, once I got, I made that inside move and then I took a couple more steps at that safety just to kind of pause his feet for a second and then try to snap it off. Cause I know, you know, that's on that specific play, that's where Ford's wanting to go with it. So, just trying to pause him there for a second just cause I saw that it was shell.
Yeah, did you have a feeling you were going to get the ball when you knew N'Kobe Dean, a little bit shorter Mike linebacker, was kind of playing in the middle there?
Dude, you blocked the heck out of him on that Dak touchdown.
Yeah, you wore him out. But that, I was thinking, like, a little shorter Mike linebacker. This one's got a chance.
Yeah, I always tell him, put it up. I'll go up and get it.
Yeah.
I loved it when you made, you were Bond's daddy. He's trying to tackle you at the 10-yard line. You said, get off me, and then you end up getting tackled. It was like 9 Eagles that had to bring you down. You started getting contact at like the 10-yard line. You make it down to the 2. Like those are the types of plays that Cowboys Nation just fall in love with, Jake, and we just appreciate you for it.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you this. I got to hold the rock better a little bit when I'm fighting for yards because it usually tends to come out when I only got one hand on it and I'm fighting for yards. So as Coach Lunda Wells calls it, Wakanda forever. And put both hands on it.
Did your heart skip a beat when that final drive when it rolled out of bounds on you?
Oh my, yeah, that's like the worst. I mean, yeah. So that's got to get cleaned up. But I tried to swipe at it to knock it out of bounds because I knew I was flipped around and I could swat it backwards. So yeah, that was. Flash.
Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So what's George Pickens been like as a teammate? I mean, that dude is freaking bawling right now. And I guess word on the street is he's got a handshake with everybody. Do you have like a personal handshake with Pickens?
Just a little one every once in a while. But like that dance move I did at the Jets was me. And I couldn't find him at first. That's why I kind of looked ridiculous. But then I found him running off the field. But, you know, the one word I would use to describe GP is misunderstood. Like, truthfully, like, if you really get to know the guy, like, all I can say is he loves the game of football. And if you really get to take the chance to, like, get to know the guy, and, like, honestly, that's a testament to, like, this team and Shoddy and this culture that he's built. Like, how you get to know guys and, like, the deeper level we're going, you know, sitting down with them or, you know, maybe just talking and asking those deeper questions about guys and, like, trying to learn more about them. I think that's gone a long way. And, like, when you really care about him and, like, get the chance to know him, like, you realize, like, he's the most misunderstood dude ever. He's a good dude. You know, he's funny. And then, just on top of that, he's a baller. Like, it's insane watching what he's doing right now. You know, like, it's pretty incredible.
Is Shoddy like the total package as a head coach?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's funny for sure. Like, it's perfect. And, you know, we got a good group and we're just, you know, trying to keep moving forward and be where our feet are at the same time. So
I love it. Now, speaking of handshakes and celebrations, will you consider bringing back the red kettlebell whack-a-mole bit that you had with Hendershot going a couple years back? Or
See, I love the kettle. The kettle will be used in future celebrations. However, I don't think we can do the same thing. Like, I've had one for a long time. You know, I haven't scored, or I didn't score all last year. I had one that was so good, but I haven't get to use it yet.
Maybe this week's the week.
I think, Jake, we asked Dean Blandino, the guy, the officials guy, and he said that the red kettle is now a prop. So you can't, it's kind of like jumping on the goalposts and stuff like that.
Jerry will eat the fine, Jake.
Yeah,
it's okay.
So you might get a letter from the league if you in your locker if you jump in the kettle.
It's for the Salvation Army.
There you go.
Yeah, it's raising awareness.
No, there
I'll tell you this. If I get fined, I'll tell you this right now. Put it down on paper. You got it. If I get fined for celebrating in the red kettle, I will match whatever my fine is to the Salvation Army.
There you go.
I love it. That's man of the people right there, Jake Ferguson. So how is it playing on Thanksgiving, and is it challenging, obviously, on the short week, but now you're playing an uncommon opponent in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, you know, the short week really got me my rookie year. But now just kind of knowing and being in here and, you know, this being fourth year, I kind of get it, and you kind of have a process, and you kind of understand what's coming. And like honestly, the coaching staff has done a great job of taking care of our bodies, but also like making sure we're prepared, which is, you know, that's huge. But like when I'm not at the facility, like it's all work on my body. But then at the same time, like there's a little bit more film involved because there's way less days, and I'm, you know, my normal presentation, like there's presentations that we do and stuff like that. And, it just moves things up really fast. So that doesn't really get me anymore. I just kind of have a process now. And then, you know, Kansas City coming in here, Thanksgiving, uncommon opponent. Short week to watch said opponent. It's exciting. You know, it's good old fashioned ball right there.
So do you have a presentation that you give to the other tight ends? Like,
yeah, I do red zone.
So and that's kind of like teaching you how to coach while being a player, so you understand it better. Like,
I'd say a little bit. Linda Wells does this. Tight ends coach Linda Wells does. He's got this thing where, and there's a huge saying, you know, if you can teach it, you know it.
Yeah.
So kind of given that, so I kind of give a presentation on, hey, this is what we're going to see in this area, X, Y, Z. This is what we have, stuff like that. And you know, it's almost kind of like a, we call it the breakfast club. We come in an hour early and just meet, hang out with the guys, but also we're doing tape and like we're chopping it up. So
do you have any what are some of the things you guys are doing for the rookies these days? Are they bringing you some treats and stuff for the road trips, or what's that looking like?
I'm not as strict as a vet as what I've had. You know, we don't have a fine board in my room. We did just find the rookie today $20. It's the first fine of the year. He threw a tennis ball at the wall out of nowhere, and it scared everybody. That's just completely out of context. But yeah, like I used to get fined $20 every time I mentioned where I went to college.
Yeah,
like what? There's little petty room fines, but it all goes towards a good cause at the end, like the end of the year trip. But at the same time, when I was a rookie, we didn't even go on a trip. So like, you know, but no, I don't really do anything for the rookies. And we only have one in the tight end room. I do make him decorate the room. So he came in and did Halloween, but we've been harping on him lately that the Christmas decorations aren't up. Yeah, that's about it. I mean, up OTAs, they tuck in their shirts. We're pretty good to them.
Yeah, I'd say.
I mean, is there a vet that is the biggest stickler on this in the locker room?
No, I feel like we're all pretty good. It's more of like if a rookie does something dumb, like we'll be like tuck in your shirt or something. You know what I mean? Like, but no, we're good to them.
I remember going on road trips and the rookies were bringing bags of wings. Like there were guys that were like getting on the plane and bringing food on the plane for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just remember, and there was guys that were almost late missing the plane. We were sitting there up there in the media section, and I'm thinking like, man, where's this guy? And all of a sudden you see one of these rookies comes running on with like four big old bags of wings.
Yeah.
And just burgers. Almost missed the flight to get the wings, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think the O-line still does that. You know, those, the big bodies.
Sure.
They still do that, but You know, I'm fairly laid back when it comes to the rookies, but I honestly think the O-line's fairly strict in their room right now. It might be a strict year for them.
Is there anything unique for a proper Wisconsin family Thanksgiving?
Oh, interesting. You know, I've always just been a stuffing guy. Mm. I'll shout out my grandma Cindy, my grandpa Barry's wife, grandma Cindy. She always tries to do something new every year. And she, like, there was one year she made these, this is going to sound bad, these kale chips, but they were actually really good.
Mm, it does sound horrible.
Yeah, it does sound horrible. But she's a wizard. She's a wizard in the kitchen. So I also like the leftover sandwich at the end.
Oh, it's the best.
That's good.
Are you hosting this year?
Yeah. I got 9 people in my house right now.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah, might be a hotel sleep tonight. We'll see.
We're going to have post-game turkey tomorrow. Legs again? Is Dak bringing the turkey legs again to the game? Or?
Yeah, there might be some turkey legs involved for sure.
That was fun. Well, thank you, sir. Give him hell on Thursday afternoon. We'll definitely be pulling for you, and thanks again for joining us here on The Fan.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. You have a good one.
Salute. There he goes, Jake Ferguson here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through The Fan. Joins us most Thursdays about this time, but, well, of course, with the Thursday game this week, we got it locked in for Tuesday, so thanks to him for floating the sked for us. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the day.
What a lead-in by Ferg. Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that man scores touchdowns for the Cowboys. You know what I'm talking about? We got to let that man have his room. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. I'm not from L.A. It's just my initials. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend, this holiday weekend, if there's anything you think I should be playing when we come back. At Lucky Lucius P on all social media platforms.
I'm always in the mood for that. Greens, beans, tomatoes, potatoes, ham, spam.
You name it! Chicken turkeys!
Rabbit.
Yeah, man. All right, so our winner and champ of this G-Bag of the Day so far is One Day Going for Two, Trap House Sports. Made an Eagles diss track. You want to hear it? Here it goes.
I'm your biggest hater. Ain't no other like me. I'm talking fly. Eagles fly. Fly your ass back to your seats. Going up by 21. Don't mean none. Cause y'all still came through and put the L in Kelly Green. Felt that. AJ Brown teeth look like toilet seats. He look like he capable of biting a chunk out of a knee. Belt dad. I got CTE, so please don't come for me. Cause I heard that the E and Eagles stood for EDP. Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah. I turned my hatred on. Yeah. The game was in their hands, damn, but they ain't stay that long.
What?
So why they grab his ass?
Damn.
Bro, that's the play they call.
Ah.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
That's why his face that long.
Why?
I'm saying f the E goes. 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 CTE.
Yeah. He did that. I like that, brother. All right. Holidays. Holidays. Little collard greens coming at you. By the way, I like meat in my collard greens. I've seen there's a lot of
ham
fighting going back and forth online about putting meat in your collard greens and everything. I like meat in that thing. I sure do. All right, so here's what we got next. There's a girl right here. She parked her car at a baseball field right there near the outfield. Now, there was parking spots over there, so, I mean, it makes sense. But a ball, somebody hit a home run, and the ball hit the sunroof, busted that thing wide open, and she's crying about it. Now, I'm only playing this because her cry sounds so darn funny. I'm not laughing at her, you know, but I guess I am.
What happened? Oh, you got hit?
Yes, my car.
I don't know, bro.
W.
Huh?
Bro.
W.
I don't know. You probably shouldn't have parked there. It was the game before. Probably.
Probably. So who's going to pay for that? Who are we talking to?
You probably got to hit up the park, bro. Huh?
It wasn't me.
Was it the coach over there? No. You got it. Because there was a lot of games today.
So there's no coaches over there?
Oh, my God.
No.
What's going on? Why they got parking? No. Right, so why they got parking?
Oh, my God.
You got to hit up the park.
Who sent you here?
Oh my gosh.
Wilbur. No, I know that crazy.
She is a horse.
Boo-hoo. Sad.
I would say that's assumption of risk. I don't think I don't think she's getting paid.
Can't park there. Can't maybe park. The softball game. You can get away with it. Mm-mm. Maybe.
Can't park here.
Can't park here.
Eric Chiafalo sent me this one. Hilarious. Shout out to Sam Gannon over there at Fox 4 News. KDFW. Slow down there, Sam.
19 games. As he said, though, they're going to enjoy that win last night, and now it's on to that Thanksgiving Day opponent against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Get him, Sam.
Yeah. City epic. Got her once again.
Epic recovery. She knows.
She caught it. She did. Caught that thing, she boy. Did. She caught that thing. Pause. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. I want to be respectful. Sam. What else we got for you boys? Boom, doom, 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 doom. Oh, this is the one everybody sent me. Sports 93.6 play-by-play. We got some Creighton radio broadcasters. Yes,
okay. Okay, good, good, good.
Crashing out. They got a late call, a blocking foul against their. They were playing Baylor. They crashed on out over this one, bro. Yes. I love this. This is the type of homerism I want to hear on my radio.
Shot clock. Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a blocking foul? What are you talking about? That was 2 seconds after the play ended. Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set.
Where was he?
Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, and they called that.
Yeah.
That's an absolutely horse crap call.
Yes. Crap.
In a game that's been played out like this.
Yes.
What?
Unbelievable. Bailout call by an incompetent referee.
Yeah.
And ball don't lie.
That's what I'm talking about. Get him. Who do you think you are? I am.
That's gold, man.
That's hype. I like that, bro. That's going to be hard to beat right there, bro.
You said it was some John Blaze. Did not disappoint.
John Blaze. I still got more, but I don't have more time. Yeah, I do. How about this one? I want to play this before the Cowboys play. Mr. Chirp. It's a song called Cowboys Nation.
Yeah.
I believe this might be AI, but if not, Mr. Chirp, you're hella talented, fam.
Drop down, pocket clean as a whistle. Laser through your zone like a heat-seek missile. Javante pound rock, truck your face in the dirt. Beer cans flying, ribs stained shirts. City land raps got your corners all shook. Dance in the end zone, write that book. George Pickens high point, sky so tall. Snatch one-handed balls deep on y'all. Ferguson chain, move red zone savage. Scoreboard climb, just count the damage. How about them Cowboys? We them boys, we run this shit. We run this. Another Lombardi back to Dallas. Whoa. Don't quit.
I know.
Whoa. That's when you know it's
that's
AI.
That's AI.
That's weed. That's weed.
That's AI.
I see a future where AI is nominated for Grammys and stuff.
It's already on the Billboard. I had that for a story last week. Never got to it. Yeah, there's AI. Country track on the Billboard, bro. Come on,
I mean,
man.
I can't help it. If it jams, I'm with it. Fine. I want to hear it again.
Have your own Billboard category.
Exactly.
You don't fight against the peoples.
Come on, now. It's a good idea.
You're already stealing from the peoples. It's a hodgepodge of everybody that you like. Okay, country, let me find something. And you just mix a little bit of everything with everybody, and now you got this song.
Yeah, AI Music Awards separately. Yeah. I can get with that. Is it Trap House Sports, our current champ? Is it girl parking at baseball field has a laugh like a horse or a cry like a horse? My BMW. She was trying to get somebody to pay for it, wasn't she?
She really was.
Yeah, she was putting on a show there. Nobody's going to bail you out. The park's not paying for it.
Who sent you here?
That could win. Sam Gannon with the South Park bit going
Gannon,
on there.
Gannon.
Hopefully that's what we're calling the Chiefs by the time. What is this? What are we in now? We're 49 hours away from the finale of that game. Is it Sports 93.6, home of Creighton, late crash out there on the call against Baylor, or Mr. Chirp there with the Cowboys Nation song, one of the better Cowboys Nation songs I've heard, to be honest with you. But I'm voting for Trap House. Chief, how about you?
I'm going with the Creighton broadcast.
Okay, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Hell yeah, me too, bro.
Wolchuk?
Shout out to Baylor.
That's Creighton broadcast. Yeah, shout out to the Bears.
Yeah, yeah. Creighton.
By
Creighton.
A score of 4-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the play-by-play call there at Creighton. They're in Nebraska. Sound like the play-by-play guys from Wisconsin, maybe? That would maybe Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup with L.A. Live.
All right, yeah. It is a, what is this, a Holiday Toxic Tuesday edition of L.A. Live, right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Remember this?
Like, I'm a huge sports fan. You know my favorite, like, moment of, like, the last year was in sports? That Detroit Piston, Indiana Pacer bench clearing brawl. Wasn't that great? That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. I was so confused when I watched ESPN that day. They were like, that was absolutely disgraceful. Basketball fans, they're just supposed to be enough. I'm sitting there looking like, I'm a basketball fan. I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed watching out-of-shape civilians get the shit kicked out of them by professional athletes. It was fascinating. And I think as sports fans, we kind of had it coming, right? Because how many times you go into a game, right? You got a little too drunk. You started screaming at some dude on the field who could clearly kick the shit out of you, right? If you saw him in the parking lot, you'd be like, hey, can you sign my stamp collection? I think you're awesome. You get in the game, you're all drunk. You're like, you suck, buddy. You're a piece of shit. And they're always calling him up. Come on up here. No, come on up here. Well, they came up there. Yeah. They did, and they kicked the shit out of everybody. It was great. It was like a cartoon. You're like beating up whole rows of people at once, like... I loved every second. I love how Ron Artest punched the wrong guy. Wasn't that great? He taught that dude a valuable lesson in life. When shit goes down, you don't just stand there like you're watching a movie like, wow, it's coming right at me. Must be in 3D or something.
You did stand there.
That was a 5'6", 110-pound white dude had an angry 6'10" black dude running right at him. That had to have been in his top three nightmares all time. Right behind getting his cut off and being lit on fire.
Damn.
He just stood there. He's like trying to explain himself. Well, I still have the liquid in my cup, so there's no way I could have...
Yes. Yes. Last Wednesday was the 21st. 21st anniversary of Malice in the Palace. Dang. We didn't talk about it, bro. 21st. There was just 1 minute left in that game, y'all. There was 1 minute left in that game. They could not finish it. And they just kept picking on the craziest guy on the court, Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Everybody was picking on Ron Artest, bro. Where were y'all that night?
You know, I think that was a Friday night.
It was a Friday night.
I had a weekend show at this bar called the Cheerful Tortoise in downtown Portland the next day.
Cheerful Tortoise.
That sounds crazy. Oh, it was a great bar. It was a Portland State Vikings backer bar. But we had the best time talking about that. So that night, I guess I was watching ESPN highlights, and I was like, holy crap, I can't believe we get to talk about this tomorrow for 4 hours. My favorite part was the guy in the Pistons jersey. He looked short and stocky. I don't know. Maybe he was like 6'1 and stocky. But he's running up to Jermaine O'Neal, and O'Neal's like full-on pro boxer, just like, this is fun. Ding, ding. Crumples him with the right hand. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, them knees was buckling out there.
But Ron Artest up there fighting over chairs and still swinging on dudes.
Ron was
like,
trying to mind his business.
Yeah.
Ben Wallace did too much. And then Ron tried to lay on the scorer's table, and then somebody threw something. Like, Ron was trying to mind his business.
Popcorn and a beer. Crazy.
Where were y'all? Anybody else? Y'all were probably in the womb.
I was in fourth grade. I was in my bedroom watching Bill Walton get on his soapbox and talk about how disgusting this was.
This is disgusting.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, I definitely saw it on the SportsCenter highlights later that night.
I was still working for the Cowboys, and I'm trying to figure what game we were probably getting ready for. So when was that? When was that date?
2002?
November, 2004.
2004. November, what was the?
19th.
Yeah, we're getting ready to play the Bears.
On a Friday.
Yeah, we're getting ready to play the Bears. So, yeah, at home. Oh, was that the game? I wonder if that's the game that we started
Drew Henson.
Drew Henson.
Yeah, I think it might have been. And then Vinny Testaverde came in the second half.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
The Jones brothers playing each other on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thomas Jones and Julius Jones.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I was at this place that all the students and military folks would go to on Fridays called Red Dogs in Norfolk, Virginia, in a neighborhood called Ghent. A little artsy neighborhood out there called Ghent. And they would have dollar tacos on Fridays.
Ooh, wow.
So, man, it'd be packed up in that thing. And there was just one moment where there was just a guy pointing at the TV screen like Jesse Jackson on the balcony when King got killed.
Yeah.
And he kept pointing. And we finally looked up. And we seen the Malice in the Palace, bro. Mm. And everybody in the darn bar, I don't care what you're doing. You're throwing darts, you're playing pool, you're having a conversation. Everybody stopped to watch the fight. We came together as a family that night. We ate dollar tacos and talked about fighting.
Red Dogs will never be the same again after something like that.
What was that?
I don't know. That sounded like behind something me in the roof.
Fell?
Yeah.
Something just crashed down.
So it was DJ.
Did DJ just trip and fall?
It might have been DJ. DJ is around here doing stuff. I mean,
he's heavy-handed, too.
That
he's
was more of a knock than a thud.
Yeah, it was like somebody was like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah, I thought the floor was about to fall in. I was like, oh, man, this is how I go out.
Everyone on our test.
This is crazy. Yeah, man, I had to just talk about it a little bit because that was last week, but that has a place in my heart right there.
I feel like there was an era of court invaders and field invaders after that with violence happening. Remember the baseball game where the man and his nephew ran out there and fought the first base coach and stuff? It was a wild time.
There's been a lot of that lately.
Hey, Lucius, you said this place was called Red Dog, right?
Red Dogs.
In Norfolk?
Norfolk, Virginia, in Ghent.
Was it known as the Red Dog Saloon?
Probably. We just called it Red Dogs.
1421 Colley Avenue. Is what they're saying? The
probably.
Place, they say it's been permanently closed
down. Oh, we miss you, Red Dog.
Yeah, I was looking it up.
Oh, we'll always love you, bro.
I was looking it up here. Yeah, it says it's been. They had the. They shut it down. I was looking at the menu, by the way.
I seen Magoo from Timbaland and Magoo in Red Dogs one time. He pulled up in his Ferrari and he ate some wings with his girl, and I was like, "Oh, that's Magoo."
They got some wings here. They got the photos of wings and pick. It looks like. Oysters, maybe got some fried oysters or something.
Hell of a spot, man.
Yeah, clam strips. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, by the way, hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. It is a toxic holiday Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I totally forgot that we did not have a show on Wednesday, so I asked the Tolos the question today just to give me some Thanksgiving rules.
Oh,
get you prepared for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving rules.
Okay, Thanksgiving is coming up, so here go the rules in case you don't know them. Rule number one, do not ask me about a don't see me with no more, okay? Just mind your business. Now is not the time to experiment on dishes, okay?
Yeah.
Old faithful dishes only. Go with what you know. If you see me going outside to take a walk with my cousins, that was the last opportunity you had to ask me to do anything that required brain activity. I will not be functioning for the remainder of the evening. Do not ask me to. Do not ask me when I'm having children. That's y'all job. I'm not having any, so keep that over there. Don't come in here starting no political debate, okay? We don't want to talk about that. We came here to eat good, to drink good, and to play a little spades. Which brings me to my next rule. If you don't know how to play, don't sit at the table, okay? This is not Grey's Anatomy. We are not a teaching hospital. No. You will get tossed up out of there like a Caesar salad. Also, if you can't cook, just don't. We always need paper plates. Can't get enough drinks, you know what I'm saying? Don't struggle through this holiday and make everybody suffer. Last but not least, you say something crazy to me, I'm going to say something crazy back to you. I don't have a filter anymore. My therapist told me that I need to learn how to establish hard boundaries with people, so I will be boxing out all Thanksgiving long. And in perpetuity. Oh, but that's your grandma. Oh, but that's your cousin. We're adults. Okay? Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. Happy holidays.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Toxic Holiday Tuesday. Question for the Tolos. Rules for Thanksgiving. Give me some rules for Thanksgiving. I got these real quick during the show, too, by the way.
My mom would have a rule where you couldn't have the TV on while we were eating.
While you're eating, yeah.
You know, and they would drag it out. Like, oh, no, we're going to have another glass of wine. And no, you're not excused. Yeah. I'm like, we've been here for an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's time.
So I've made the rule the TV cannot come off at all.
Facts.
It's got to stay on all Thanksgiving.
Facts.
Yeah. If we can't see it, we're at least going to hear it.
Sound up. Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Facts. Hey, that was the first one on the list.
football must be on the TV.
Bang.
Damn now, right.
I do start the day off with the parades.
Yeah. The Macy's.
Yeah, I do have the parades on.
Thanksgiving parade, yeah.
Sometimes I'm looking at them, sometimes I'm not looking at them, but the parades will be on. Another rule for Thanksgiving, no store-bought pies, as Tolo says.
That's a must.
I think that's fair. Totally fair, man.
That is a must.
This is Thanksgiving. Let's
I got nothing against the store-bought pies.
The store-bought pies for every other day.
That's lazy. That's just a lazy.
Everybody's
lazy.
Got that one friend that the same. They cannot cook, though. I would rather have store-bought than your horrible.
Yeah, if somebody can bake them, awesome. If somebody brings it, I'm not going
to
knock.
Couple bags of ice, then you don't have to bring a store-bought pie.
Somebody on the fan text said the dog show, too. Yes, I have the dog show on.
Oh,
absolutely.
The Westminster show goes off then?
Yeah, I love that. And the owner tries to run out there with the dog, and you're like, you try to see if the owner and the dog look alike, because they usually do. rules for Thanksgiving. If you can't cook, don't.
Yeah, that's fair.
What is this one? Box macaroni and cheese or instant potatoes are against the law.
The instant potatoes are gross.
Yeah, I have more of a problem with 100%. The potatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, because still Kraft Mac.
You can still hit.
You can doll them up.
It's still good.
Yeah,
doll them up. It is at least still good. It's disappointing, though.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. If
I'd
the only mac and cheese.
Oven baked or, you know.
Exactly.
There's
it'd
too
be
many,
fully full if you leave it at my family's house and be like, well, damn.
There's too many videos. Too many videos on YouTube about how to make really good mac and cheese, and if you just follow along. I mean, sir, Eric, is that how you messed up? Did you mess up the video, or what did you do?
Yeah, I just screwed up, I think, the portions of everything.
Okay, all right.
You know?
All right.
It was runny.
Usually, if you can read and watch, you can make good mac and cheese. Usually.
Usually.
Usually, yes.
If you have offered to bring appetizers, please show up early.
Charcuterie board is always good. Easy to do. Just get all the meats together, the cheeses together, cut it all up, put it on a board. Everybody will appreciate it.
I don't know. I think it's lazy. I think you need to go out and kill the animal. You need to skin it. You need to cook the animal yourself.
I'm telling
you, that sauce.
I'm telling you what. If you wanna have some
get the nuts off the tree.
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead and milk the cow. Yeah. Make the cheese.
You want to
churn that butter, baby?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Don't you dare bring a cheesecake.
No.
Hell no.
God no.
Absolutely not.
I'll tell you, bring a cheesecake, I'm sending you back out.
The bet payoff. Take a cheesecake to Brian's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He would be so mad.
I'll tell you another. How about this rule? Don't linger around too much if you're a guest. Like, you know, don't be like all there all day.
I think it's perfect with the Cowboys game. Like, when the Cowboys game's over.
And leave.
That's adios time.
What time do the Cowboys play?
3:30?
Yeah, okay, 3:30. Just making sure.
Yeah, so by, 6:30?
Yeah, but
it's pushing 7 o'clock. Yeah. Like, we're good here.
But be careful about lingering around too long.
Lingers.
Ever let it linger.
Don't talk politics unless you plan on going home early.
Yeah.
Never really been a problem with my family's joints. Never really been a problem. Yes, Lucius, cornbread dressing, not stuffing. Yes, I'm with that.
Yeah.
We are eating before the game comes on. No exceptions.
Is that the Detroit? You're eating before the Detroit game?
No, that's the Cowboys game.
See, I'm in on that. Like,
me too.
We used to do, when we used to go to the game, like my grandparents had season tickets.
On the way back?
We eat after.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to eat before as well.
I'm telling you what, eating at the stadium, like as a tailgate situation, is not bad.
Not bad.
I don't mind a buffet style if the game has started.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, just let's go to the couch with this.
Oh, let's go.
We don't need to sit around on a white tablecloth and be all fancy.
Yeah, we're usually eating while the Cowboys are on. Don't put the food up after the initial meal.
No.
Oh, no, you got to have it left for grazing, man.
Yep.
Got to go back.
But even maybe put out some of the bread and stuff and utensils to make some sandwiches if you want to make a sandwich.
Like that call.
Show it a halftime sandwich.
I love that call.
Yeah.
Salmonella does start at 4 hours, though, just a warning.
I'll be looking for that.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for that.
That's good to know.
I have a sensitive stomach.
At 61 years old, it hadn't happened yet.
Must be nice, bro.
I'm serious.
You have the strongest, like the iron stomach I think
I've
ever
seen. I'm just telling you, man.
He's got a trucker's gut.
He does.
Literally.
You do.
Yeah.
Must drink Coronas. Shout out to you. No cats in the kitchen. All right. I guess.
Got a cat in the house.
Silver spin.
Cat in the house. Please don't have the cat in the kitchen while you're cooking that dinner.
You guys ever offer to help clean up?
Yes. I always did growing up.
I used to get told no or take out a trash or something.
But you ask?
I would ask.
You ask knowing they're going to say no, right?
That was the hope, but I had to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've gone to anybody's house for Thanksgiving since I was like 10. So.
Yeah. We would host.
Yeah.
This year I'm going to someone, so we'll see how it goes.
Nice. Yeah, I would ask, would you get put to work?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm black, bro. You get put to work.
Yeah.
Hey, Annie, can we? You show can.
You can dry guy. Dry guy.
Yeah. Clean these dishes over here.
I don't mind. I don't mind helping out. I don't mind.
To-go plate for one to-go plate per person, this guy says.
Yeah, and I think you'd have to have like the foil and the plates, the Chinette plates available.
Ooh, those are
like,
nice paper
plates.
Have
things prepared where you're not trying to find Tupperware and stuff. Have your plates and foil ready on the side for those to-go plates.
Here's another one, to-go plate. To-go plates are for men who have to work in the morning.
Sometimes that plate does not make it home.
Nah, isn't there a night game?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Oh, yeah. I think it's Ravens-Bengals this
year. Yep.
I'd like to add one.
Please.
Have a damn meat thermometer for your turkey. There are so many turkeys that have been cooked for eight hours in the oven.
You're not wrong.
There's no amount of gravy you can put on this bad boy to make it moist again.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't try that out.
You're not wrong.
The holiday.
That might be a preview of the Christmas gifts I'm getting you guys.
The old meat
thermometers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ThermoPen?
I'm thinking about it. I'm into practical gifts.
It's a good practical gift. Good. Every man needs one.
Yep.
Did you ever get that thing that jumps your car without all the cables?
Got two of them.
See, I was going to get. I was thinking about getting that for everybody.
Yeah, that's
remember,
the move.
Remember, I had the ordeal.
Yes, that's why I learned from it.
I was like, going, gosh dang, I need to get my guys some of these. They can put them in the trunk. The jumper cables that just hit the button and it fires it off. You know.
I had an idea to just
you
buy
got
like
two of them
because they're so cheap now. You can get them for $30-$40. Probably Black Friday, Cyber Monday, they're going to be going out the door for $30.
Okay,
have a couple in your back seat. You see somebody straight to be like, "Hey, here you go."
Yeah,
boom. That's a blessing
that
right
another
there.
Thing I was going to get.
I've jumped multiple other people with that thing. I saved myself at the airport once.
It's epic.
Like it is. It's
I gotta
incredible.
Get one of them things.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta get this, one.
You hit this little turbo button on it.
I got
it,
you covered, man.
It starts going. Ree!
I got you covered.
Like 30 awesome. Seconds later, you're good to go.
I need that thing.
Yeah, that sounds clutch.
Christmas lights don't go up before Thanksgiving. Tell Las Colinas that.
They're looking nice.
They moved a pumpkin out the way and put a reindeer there.
Yeah, they're looking nice in Las Colinas, though.
They are. Out that way. Shout out to Harbor Lights.
Yeah, same
thing.
Looks good on social. I saw that.
Yeah, first time we did it.
If we didn't ask, don't bring it.
Yeah.
Don't ask me, hey, where's my girlfriend at?
Yeah, don't.
Only invite people who don't need rules. I like that one. don't F up a good day. I've learned and ruined some good turkey days. Oh, that must have been Uncle Ron.
Yeah. Maybe call like an 8-drink maximum. You know, anything beyond 8.
You've had two bottles already. What are you doing?
Put the hard liquor on.
God. Please leave by 9.
Boom. Or maybe earlier than that. Maybe earlier than that. Maybe, I mean, the Cowboy game, I like that rule. But I just, when you linger around and people kind of looking at you like, why are you still hanging around?
Unless the host is a partier, you know, then that thing could go to 2 a.m.
Sure.
He wants you to stay there, you know?
I'm sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Luce just walks in and takes his shoes off.
I'm done, yep. last ones. I wrote this one. if your family starts fighting, please go live. Please go live for your boy. Bring some G back in the day
World
stuff.
Star.
Yeah, please.
I'll tell you, we had two gals fighting at the Miller Lite Club.
Yeah, we did.
And everybody turned, instead of taking video of Dak, turned and took video of them fighting in the Miller Lite Club.
Gotta go viral, baby.
Next to us.
Hey, movie pop out. That's what happens.
Yeah. Yep. These two gals were
cowboy
fighting.
Cowboy on cowboy?
Yeah.
We had some weird stuff going down. We had one guy trying to steal the wrecking ball guy's jersey.
Yeah.
There was some fights going down. Somebody was, I think, passed out, they said, doing meth.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
They had
passed out.
That'd be heroin, probably.
There's some people having people having relations in one of the suites.
It was a wacky Cowboy Eagle Miller Lite Field Club post game. I'll tell you that.
High emotional game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they weren't Eagles fans. That's the most surprising part about
it. Yeah. Didn't get confirmation either way, but I don't think they were.
All right. Last one because we are totally up against it. But this is from my old program director. He wrote in there. He said, no crime because the Cowboys ate a 40 burger for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
No crime because the Cowboys ate a 40 burger for Thanksgiving. He's a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll see y'all after the holidays. Y'all be safe out here. Please, no drinking and driving. And speed up, slow down. You know, all that good stuff. Holla.
That's a really good rule. Thank you, Lucius. The player I'd be willing to trade both ones to move up for and what I see with this so-called superstar running back. That's right, Brian. It's time for an NFL draft.
Big board report.
Yeah. And then TD Tuesday here. It's the G-Bag Nation. The fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.